Says the Gemara of Mem Vov Omed Beis. Omalei Reish Galusa. The Rav Shesh says, you know, I'm going to try closing the door and hopefully the reception will be good. One second. Says the Gemara. Omalei Reish Galusa. The Rav Shesh. The Reish Galusa, the Reish of the Golus. I think you told me that is the exile arch or something like that.
The exile arch.
Yeah, what does that mean exactly? I'm not sure.
A leader of the exiles.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Okay. I.e. the Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa said to Rav Shesh, Afal gav de rabbonon kashishi atun, comma, even though you are senior rabbonim. Nonetheless, parsoi, when it comes to Persians, betzorke su'uda, with regard to issues of su'uda, beki'im inaychu, they are more expert than you, they are bigger beki'im. Why so? So he said as follows, bizman shehein shtei mitois, when they have two beds, as we explained yesterday, the derech was in those days, they did not eat sitting on a chair, but rather inclined on a bed, or on a couch. So when they have two beds, what do? Godoil may save Barosh. The Godoil, meaning the most senior one, is may save Barosh. He is inclined Barosh first, like the word Rosh Hashanah. He goes first. Vesheini loy, and the one who is second to him, meaning in seniority, Lemalo heimenu. He has his bed above his. We explained this yesterday. For whatever reason, they did not place the beds parallel to each other. Rather, they placed them in a line. So therefore, the second in seniority had his bed to the head of the bed of the most senior, such that the feet of the second most senior was next to the head of the most senior. So if this can be demonstrated.
They were not inclined to make changes.
No, they were not.
Right.
They were encouched in their ways. And yes, this is what they have. So they have one bed, like this, the most senior. And then the second one, and his head was up here where I have a hole in the card. And then the second bed, instead of going parallel like this, went on top. And the feet of the second one were over here. So the feet of the second were next to the head of the first. That's what we're being told. Ubizman Shehim Sholish. And what did they do when there were three of them eating together? Then Godoil may save Be'emtza. So then the most senior, he would be on his couch in the middle. Sheini Loi, the one who is second to him in seniority, Lamalo Heimenu, would be above him, again, as we demonstrated before. And Shlishi Loi, the one who is third in seniority, Lamato Heimenu, would be beneath him. So basically, the beds were placed in a line, and each one had the head by the feet of the other. So you had three beds in a row. The third was in the third bed, couch. The most senior was in the middle, and the second most senior was in the top. That's what they did. Now, before we continue, let's see Rashi. Bizman Shem Shtei Mitois, Regilin Hoyu Lechoil Behesevo, they used to eat inclined, Al Tzidoi Hasmolis, on their left hand side, Muto, leaning over, the Raglov Loaretz, but the feet, however, were on the floor, so they weren't literally lying down as we would sleep in a bed. They were sitting on a couch, but with their head inclined. Ish ish al mito achas, one man per bed, rather than sharing a bed or having a joint couch, each one had his own mito. Bizman Shem.
Doesn't the Rambam hold that it's a sakana to lean on your left side while eating?
Yes. No, to the contrary, it's a sakana to lean on the right hand side.
Oh, on the right side, okay.
Right, that we know from Seder night that we lean to the left. Otherwise, the Gemara says, Shemo yakdim kone leveshet. Maybe your air pipe will get trapped, chas v'shalom, will get clogged up with the food, and that will be a sakana. Bizman shem shnayim, godoil meisev barosh, says Rashi. Kloima, what does that mean? Meisev techilo al mitosei. In other words, Rashi is a little bit concerned that we will mistranslate, because barosh might be referring to his head, but we're not referring to that. Says Rashi over here, roish means at first. That's what it means. The most senior person there, he is the one who will be seated first. Says Rashi, v'sheni loy lemalo heimenu, and one who is second in seniority to the most senior will be above him. Says Rashi, mitas sheni, the bed of the second, will be letzad mirashoisov shel godel, will be by the head of the godel. Mirashoisov, we know that's a posuk in Parshas Vayetze, when it says that Yaakov Avinu put stones around Merah Shoisov from the word Rosh. So the second bed is by the head of the first. Says Rashi, Ubezman Shein Shloisha, Godoil Meisev Behemtzam, Sheini Loi Lemaloi Menu, and Shlishi Loi Lematoi Menu. And the third in seniority will be lower down than the middle one. What does that mean, lower down? Says Rashi, Letzad Margoloisov. Margoloisov, of course, the root of that word is regel, the opposite of Mirashoisov. So it'll be by his feet. Says the Gemara. So this is now what the Reish Galusa said to Rav Sheshes. How did Rav Sheshes respond? Says the Gemara, Omar Lei. So Rav Sheshes responded to the Reish Galusa, V'chi boi ishtauye bahadei. When he wants to talk to him, when who wants to talk to who? When the Godel, in the case where you've got two beds, and you told me that the second in seniority would have his bed to the head of the first. So what happens if the older senior one wants to talk now to the second in seniority? The chi boi, and when he wants ishtauye ba'adei to talk to him, mitritz tarusi v'yosiv umishtai ba'adei, will he have to now shuffle up? Rabbi Yosef, how does Art Scroll translate mitritz tarusi?
Straighten up.
Straighten up,
and,
okay.
And talk with him.
You'll have to straighten up. It's a whole balagan. Every time he wants to talk to him, because remember, he's lying down, as it were, and his head is on the couch, and next to his head on the next bed are the feet of the other. So he's completely not facing the person who's above him. So the only way to talk to him, if you want to make eye contact, is for him to straighten up, and only then can you talk. It's a whole business. And therefore, in other words, what he was really suggesting was, you're telling me that the Persians are such experts in seating arrangements for the Suda. I don't see the expertise. To the contrary, I don't see any wisdom in seating two people in a manner that when you want to speak, you've got to sit up and you've got to straighten up and you can't talk in a normal conversation.
But perhaps so the king of Persia, if there was someone greater than him, he'd have to sit Ahasuerus.
Says the Gemara, Omale. So the Reish Galusa responded, don't worry, it's not a problem at all. Shani Parsoi, the Parsoims are different, the Persians are different. The Machvile b'machoig. As we'll see in a minute, Rashi tells us, they speak using their hands. Basically, they converse with sign language. So therefore, it's actually not necessary in order to converse for him to straighten up. Because you don't have to have eye contact because they're not talking mouth to eye, as it were, but rather they're waving their hands, they're gesticulating. And that you could do quite happily when you're lying down, even if you can't see the party that you're talking to. Have a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, the chiboi ishtayui metaretz tirutzi v'yosu is going to have to straighten up and sit up properly. In other words, Rashi says, v'im rotzo hagodoi ledaber im sheni loi koma. If the Godoy wants to speak to the one that's second in seniority, sorich hu lizkoif atzmoi. What does lizkoif mean? Like we said in davening this morning, zoykeif kafufim. Straighten up the bent ones. He's going to have to straighten himself up. Mimesi basai. From his inclined position. Leishev zokuf. To now sit straightened up. Because as long as he is there lying or inclined on the couch, he can't talk to him. He can't talk to the second one. Why? Lefisha hasheni loy, because the second one is achorei roishoy shel gadol. He's behind his head. He's behind his head. He has not got eyes on the back of his head, so he won't be able to actually see or converse with a person who's behind his head. Upnei hagodol, and the face of the greater one, Mesubin, is facing letzad acher. It's facing a completely different direction. He's not actually facing the person he'd like to converse to. He's facing a down. He's actually facing down, and yet this other person is in an upward direction from him. And therefore, the toiv loy, surely it would have been much better. Sheyeshev sheni loy lamato imenu. Underline the word lamato. You're telling me that the Persians are such experts, and they have the second one situated above the god oil. I would have thought it's much better to have him situated below the godel, such that when he wants to talk to him, he could just talk to him down the line. He's facing him. The Yishma Dmarov Keshu Muta, such that he'll be able to hear him properly, even though he's inclined. So even though he's inclined, but his face is facing downwards, such that if the Sheini Loi would be Lamato, he'd be able to hear him properly. So I don't know why you consider the Persians to be such experts in seating arrangements at the Suda. Says Rashi b'mochoik. Marim b'yedehem. They show with their hands, ube'etzbeiseyem, and with their fingers, b'remiza, with hinting or gestures. Therefore, there's no problem that they can't hear him. Rashi indicated in the last Rashi that the problem is the hearing. If you are facing downwards in one direction and the person behind you will not hear, says Rashi, it's not a problem. They didn't need to hear because they could gesticulate with their hands. Therefore, hearing was not necessary. Okay, so he's answered that kasha. Then he carried on and says, okay, let's hear more about the Persians. Mayim Rishonim Mehechon Maschilim. The Mayim or Rishonim, meaning before the meal, Mehechon Maschilim. From where would you begin? Says Rashi, Mayim Rishonim Mehichon maschilim, Rav Sheshes, ka'omalei l'Rav Galusha. This is Rav Sheshes now querying off the Reish Galusa, and he's asking him, Mehichon maschilim parasim. He's not asking a general question, where does one start? He's asking, where did the Persians start doing Ma'inim Rishonim? There's a whole queue over here. He said, sometimes there's two people, sometimes there's three people. How does it work? Who goes first? Mehichon maschilim, where did they begin from? Omalei, so the Reish Galusa responded, Min Hagadol. They start from the most senior. And that's what they do. Period.
Well, what exactly, what act are we talking about now?
Washing your hands for the meal.
Tilis Yadayim.
Tilis Yadayim.
That's right.
So he tells him that the Persian custom is that the Godel goes first. He washes his hands first. Says the Gemara, after the word Min HaGodel, put a period. Says the Gemara, then I understand. Rav Sheshes came back with a Taina. Yoshav Godel. So what does that mean? Once the Godel has washed his hands and has now sat down, the Yishmoir Yodov, does that mean he has to sit around protecting his hands that they don't become dirty or tommy? Ad Shenoitlin Kulon? Until everybody washes again? He was querying once again the wisdom of the Persian minig. It doesn't make sense. What are you telling me, that you have the god oil going first? Well, that's covered for the god oil. He's now going to have to sit and wait while everybody else washes his hands, and he's busy twiddling his thumbs and his fingers, making sure that his hands don't become tommy. How does that make sense? That's not considered dignity or respect for the god oil.
Isn't that the reverse of what we do normally in the Baal HaBayis, that our suitors washes last?
Let's see. Yeah, we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch in a moment. Omalei. So the Reish Galusa responded to that as well and said, don't worry. He will not be waiting around doing nothing. Why not? Omalei. La alta, because immediately Maisu Taku Kame. What's a taco? A taco is the Aramaic for table. Remember, we said this yesterday. We said, neither did they have chairs, as we do, nor did they have one joint table, as we do. Rather, every person had their small table, which was brought to him. That was basically their plate, and then it was removed from him. Says the Gemara, you do not have to be concerned that the Godel is going to be sitting around doing nothing. Why? Because as soon as he washed, they immediately brought the table in front of him with the food on it. So he's not sitting around twiddling his thumbs. To the contrary, he can begin eating straight away. And that is the covered for the godel. Rather than him having to queue up to wash his hands whilst everybody else has washed theirs already and are tucking in, to the contrary, he washes first. His table is brought first, so he can begin eating first. Says Rashi. La alta maisu tako kame. Shulchan shaloi. His table mevin miyad lefonov. Miyad means immediately. They would bring it and put it in front of him. Miyad, immediately. Va'oichel, and he would begin eating. Velifnei kol echod ve'echod. Because in front of every single individual, they would bring a small table. Rashi has to explain this, because the way that we eat, the Gemara's Teretz makes no sense. What do you mean they bring him his table? There's one big table. Rashi points out, no, that may be nowadays. But in those days, every person had their own table. The Godel would wash first, then immediately bring him his table with the food on it. And to the contrary, he's not waiting for anybody. He's the first one to be able to eat. Says the Gemara now in conclusion, said Rav Sheshes to the Reish Galusa. So we've discussed the seating position. We've discussed who washes Maim HaRishonim. What about, says the Gemara, Mayim Achroinim Heichal Masfilim? What about Mayim Achroinim? At the end of the meal, a minute to do Mayim Achroinim, which is Medina de Gemara, albeit some do not have the custom to do it today. But the Mayim Achroinim, so who would begin there? What's the meaning of the Parasim? Amalei. So he said to him, there's the opposite. Min ha-koton period. There they would begin from the most junior. So what does that mean from the most junior? Says the Gemara. I don't like that. Rav Sheshes, for the third time now, queries the Persian minig. The Godol Yosef. Is the Godol going to have to sit the Yodov Mezuhomois with his hands greasy, ad shenoitlin kulon, until they've all washed? In other words, the understanding was everybody's finished eating, the tables, the food has all been removed, everybody's got dirty hands for reasons that, again, in those days they didn't eat with cutlery the way we do, they basically ate with their hands. That's why they had Mayim Achroinim. So if you tell me that the cotton washes his hands first, so what's the Godel doing meanwhile? He's sitting around, not able to eat because his table has been removed and the food with it, and he's just sitting there with greasy hands waiting for everybody else. That doesn't make sense. That's not covered. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Godel Yosef, is the Godel going to have to sit, the Yodav Muzuhomois, with his hands greasy, ad shenetlin kulal, question mark? Until everybody has washed their hands, what type of cupboard is that for the Godel? Amalei, no, don't worry. Loi, mesalki, they did not remove taka, the tefillah, mikame, from in front of him, ad denimti, until they bring maya legabe, water to him. So no, he's not sitting around doing nothing with greasy hands because they never removed his table. So once again, it is covered. Rather than washing his hands first and then having to wait for everybody else, to the contrary, everybody else is waiting for him. They wash first. Does that mean he's sitting doing nothing? No, because the table was never removed. Their table was removed, but his wasn't. So he's busily still completing his meal. Finally, the water is brought to him after everybody else has washed. So now he'll wash and be ready to bench straight away. To the conscious, that is covered. Says Rashi. Loi mesalki taka. They did not remove the table. Shulch mikami godol. From in front of the godol, they did not remove the table. Ad demoshu kulu. Until they have all washed. Demoshu means washed. Until they've all washed, his table was not removed. Uba'oid shehu oichel, and whilst he is still eating, finishing off his meal, ho'acherim nekli mayim achreinim. The others would wash mayim achreinim, and the godel would go last. So in the case of mayim rishonim, he goes first. Does that mean he has to wait around? No, it doesn't, because they'll bring a table to him immediately and he'll begin eating. At the other end of the meal, at the end, to the contrary, there they take his table away last. He's still eating. When they've all finished, because they're washing their hands from Achronim whilst he's eating, when they're all done, finally they'll bring the Mayim to him. They'll remove his table. He'll wash his hands and he's ready to bench. So it turns out that the Godoil, in fact, has the longest meal because his table was brought first and it was removed last. He began eating before anybody. He finished eating after everybody. And that is the covered for the Godel. So either way, the Reish Galusa seems, at this stage, to have successfully defended the minag of the Persians. He told us there are three halachas. What are the three halachas? Number one, with regard to the seating arrangement, Rav Sheshes didn't like it because how are they supposed to hear each other? They said, don't worry, they speak in sign language. Number two, that means he's going to be waiting. Says Rish Kalusa, he will not be waiting. They'll bring his table there immediately and he'll begin eating.
He just froze, by the way.
And
third, he just froze, by the way. Sorry? He just froze, by the way, for about 2 seconds.
Okay, I apologize. And thirdly, in the case of the Mayim Achronim, once again, he goes last. Rav Sheshes didn't like that because once again, it would mean that he's waiting for everybody else with greasy hands, says the Gemara. No, he's not waiting for anybody. His table was actually removed last, so he's still eating. Says the Gemara. Omar Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes has patiently listened to the Reish Galusa explain the minig of the Persians, and he managed to fend off all the questions. Omar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, that might be the case, but halacha dictates otherwise. Omar Rav Sheshes, ano masnisa yodano. I know masnisa. I know a brisa. You're bringing me some minhagim of the Persians. I don't know anything about minhagim of the Persians. I know one thing. I know the brisa, and that's where I get my halacha from. You know, there's a famous story with the Chofetz Chaim, which the hashkafa of the story is very important. We once discussed this actually in the parashaship. The Chofetz Chaim once said to somebody, do you think that tonight the sun will set and it'll be nighttime? And then tomorrow the sun will rise, and once again, it'll be day. So the person says, sure, I know it. Absolute. With total certainty, I know it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, so how do you know? He says, how do I know? Because that's what happened yesterday, and it happened the day before, and the day before that. In fact, it's happened every single day from the beginning of the Bria. So I've got no good reason to assume that the same won't happen tomorrow either. So that's how I know it. To which the Chofetz Chaim responded, okay, that may well be. But I'll tell you how I know. Do you know how I know? Because the Pasuk in Parashas Noach says, Yoim v'layla lo yishboisu. Day and night, that order will never ever stop. That's how I know it. In other words, the Chofetz Chaim was teaching him a tremendous yesoid. You could prove things empirically and scientifically and logically. But at the end of the day, says the Chofetz Chaim, all my yediyos come from the Torah.
Torah.
He says, I'm not disagreeing with you. It might be a very wonderful proof, but I know that the sun will set and then rise because it says in the Torah, Yoyim v'layla lo yishboisu.
That's similar to what they say about hashkacha in a restaurant. You can't say, well, all the other from people are eating there. No, you have to see the tehuda.
Inside. So either way, this is what Rav Sheshes is saying. Rav Sheshes says, you're bringing me rayas from Inhogim and customs and I can tell you what it says in the book. I can tell you what it says in the Brisa, and that's what I know, and that's what I paskin. What does it say in the Brisa? Omer Rav Sheshes, ano masnisa yodano. I know a Brisa. Don't tell me you're Persian minhagim. I know a Brisa. And it says, D'tanya ketzad seder heseva. What is the order of leaning? How indeed should the seating position be set up? Bizman shem shtei mitois, when there are two mitois, Godoil may save Barosh. The most senior should be inclined first. Okay, so far everything just the same as we've learned until now. But look at the difference now. The Shani Loi, and the second in seniority will be where? Lamatai menu. Underline the word lamata. That's the big thing. The Persian minhagim was for the second in seniority would be lamalo. And Rav Sheshes didn't agree with that because then you can't really talk to each other properly. Says Rav Sheshes, well, here I have it. It's a mafurish of braisa. that when you have two people, yes, the beds are head to toe, but the second one doesn't go above, he goes below. So it's very good. So now when the Godoil wants to address the second in seniority, what does he do? He doesn't have to move. He's actually facing him. And if he's facing him, he'll be able to hear him. So v'sheni loy, l'mato heimenu, l'mato heimenu. And what happens when there's three? Now, this is a difficult line. Says the Gemara, Bizman Shem Sholoi Shmitois. And when they are three, what do? Godoil may save Barosh. Once again, the Godoil is seated first. Shem Eloi, the second one is Lamalohimenu. He's now been demoted. He goes above the Godoil. And shlishi loy lamato heimenu. Now, l'chayra, this line is a little bit difficult. If it was so important for the Godel to be able to address the second one, and that's why when there were just two beds, the second went below, so why when there are three, did the second go above? I would have said, but the second one should remain exactly where he is, beneath, below the Godel. And the third one should be behind the Godel. The Godel wouldn't be able to address the third one, but say that more important to be able to address the second one. Why did the Shani's position shift? Again, when there were two, we said the Shani goes Lamato. So why, when there are three, does the Sheni go Lamala? Promotion Center, you're about to say?
Yeah, is that not the exact same order we had above from the Minhag of the Persians with regard to three?
Oh, yeah. With regard to three?
Yes.
And then what we're talking about here.
Yeah. When it comes to three, the Minhag of the Persians was exactly the same.
As this?
Yeah, but that's what I'm asking. That's my kasha.
Oh, okay.
If we disagreed with the Persians when we had two, because we said that the Sheni should be Lamalo, so why did he not retain his position when there are three as well? And jolly well put the... Sorry, we said the Sheni should be Lamato. And if the Sheni should be Lamato, why can't he stay there even when there are three and put the third one above? Why all of a sudden is the second one going above? Why is he changing? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ubizman sheim gimel, when they are three, shein yiloi lamalo imenu, ve'imbo lesaper." Rashi explains, I think Rashi is addressing this question. If he wants to now tell over a story or discuss something, mesaper im ashlishi loy, he would discuss it with the third one, because the third one would now be lamato. And if indeed he wanted to discuss something with a second, toiv hu sheyizkoif. Indeed, it is better that he should be able to now sit up straight. Va'al yashpil es ha'sheni loy, rather than embarrassing the second, lifnei koton mimenu, in front of somebody who is more junior than him, shiyehehu lamato, v'koton mimenu lamalo himenu. Rashi has answered our question. Rashi says, because what's the alternative? The alternative is to keep the Sheni Lamato and now put the Shlishi Lamalo. Says Rashi, well, if you do that, that's an embarrassment to the Sheni, because it's considered a more illustrious position to be Lamalo than it is to be Lamato. So that answers our question. If there are only two, so put the Sheni Lamato, not embarrassing You're not embarrassing him in front of anybody because nobody is Lamala. But when you have three people, so somebody's going to have to go above and somebody's going to have to go below. If you put the second in seniority below, in other words, if you keep him in his place, that's a busha, that's an embarrassment, because that's considered a less illustrious position than it is Lamala. So albeit, says Rashi, that if the Godel wants to converse with him, he's going to have to sit up straight and et cetera, better than to do that, than to have the Sheni Lamato, which would be in a less dignified position than the Shlishi, who is Lamala. So Rashi's answering our question.
Why is that not a bush on the cover of the Godel? Because he's the one that has to get up. And it should be, yeah, not, it should be him that gets up as opposed to the second or the third.
Yeah, good point. Good question. I'm not sure. Good question. Okay, either way, we'll have to hold it over here. Mr. Hashem will resume next time.
Just a quick question and imparting. Why does the Reish Galusa say that the Persians are more bucky than anybody else? I mean,
I don't know.
It's just a strange conversation to me.
It's a strange comment. I don't know.
Okay.
Be well, everybody. Have a great day.
Yeah,